In fact, I've been longing for this opportunity. I was the one that wrote to UN for this particular event. You know, what happened is that our voices are not heard in Nigeria. And we are making impact. We are, you know, giving girl child head start in engineering, mathematics, science, and I mean the STEM education. But the truth is that because of the nature of our country, we are not really being, you know, understood and helped in the project. So when I heard of this program, I was so excited because it's going to be a place that my voice will be heard. And then it will be a place that I will rub mine with people that are already in the industry. I've learned so much. I've been inspired and I've been motivated the more.
Amazing. And you were inspired, but I'm sure you also inspired as well.
I spoke on space science and technology as a veritable tool to demolish gender ceiling in Nigeria. And I think it extended to Africa at large. There are some factors, you know, that impose gender ceiling on women in Africa, especially the culture, political, tradition, talk about the economy, you know, so many things. But even ignorance help to stop women from getting to where they're supposed to go. You know, when you want to define gender ceiling, you say that it's just a way of not allowing the women to get to the position where they should be, the high-level position. And then I now gave the factors that will be used to tackle this gender ceiling using the women in aerospace. I talked about the advocacy going to, you know, create awareness of space science and technology to schools, young girls. I talked about mentoring them because when you bring them in, you have to mentor them.
What can you tell us about girls and STEM education in Nigeria? I mean, are there a lot of girls in it? Do you want to see more?
Like when I did my presentation, I talked about my office first. The percentage of the ladies that we have in our agency presently is nothing to write home about, especially in the technical department, because it starts from, you know, the primary and the secondary educational level. And what that means is that we had to catch them young. And when you don't get it at the primary school level, it will be a very difficult issue for you. So right now, you don't have much of them getting interested in STEM education. But we now, as women in aerospace, we told ourselves that we should bring them, because if you leave them without them having interest, you will lose them at that primary level. So what we do is that we go there. But even at that, so many of them have fear of going into mathematics, because when you talk about STEM education, mathematics must be there. And some of them have the fear that when they finish, they will not have a good job. And some will tell you that their parents don't even want them to participate in anything STEM education. So those are the things we face when we go to catch them. But the thing is that we are doing something.
And finally, how do you think Space for Women, the project, will help in terms of, you know, achieving some of the goals that the world has set out, improving gender equality, making sure all kids have access to universal education?
Space for Women projects is a very good one, and the objective is what I like so much. I think this is the right time for this project. So I just pray that this Women in Space project can be extended to Nigeria, you know, with the support of UN Women and UNOSA, because it's not as if we don't know what to do or we don't have ladies that are very intelligent, but the problem has been funding. So this is a very good one because it will help us to go into the areas that cannot be reached ordinarily. Yes, we can use this, you know, to achieve the aim of bringing them into space. And the space technology, you know, is the in thing now. Whether you like it or not, is the in thing, because the space technology spin-off is what everybody uses, especially the telephone we use, the Earth observation satellites that we use to monitor the activities that happen in our farm, and that's agriculture, and so many other things.